Now, before we begin the formal program, it's a great honor for me to introduce to you Sonny Diabo, a Mohawk elder, who has graciously agreed to offer some opening prayers to get the Congress going off to the right start. So, Mr. Diabo.
Well, it's a pleasure to be called upon to come here. As you look upon me, I am a residential school survivor, even though it was on our reserve. And it was an in-and-day school, so we were able to go home at night. I've been punished, too. I could show the scars. There's been soap that was put in my mouth for speaking my language. I had a lot of issues about it, but now when I look back, I think they helped me to keep my language and my culture much stronger within me. They didn't kill the spirit. They didn't kill me as a Native person. I think they more enhanced me to in order to speak of this, because I was involved with the residential school project when it first started to develop back in the day. And we had a lot of questions to ask, and a lot of questions were never answered. And it's interesting to be here amongst you. I will listen to whatever's being said to see where it's moving, where it's gonna be at. It's not gonna end. Because I am involved with the Head Start programs with nursery and kindergarten when it was first introduced in 1997 or 98. And I questioned the government about it. Say, what a bunch of hypocrites you are. 50 years later, you're pumping millions of dollars for us to re-educate our little ones back into our language, our culture, and to be proud as Native people. And you could hear a pin drop. I said, here I am. I said, we got to talk about all of these sort of things. And I travel across Canada with different things I've heard. I heard a lot of horror stories, heard a lot of things. And some of the people from my community, Ganawaga, just 15 minutes south up here, 15 kilometers south up here, just on the south shore. That day, a lot of them remembered some of the people from my community that went to residential school with them. And when they give you a piece of paper to give to the people that if they were still alive, and you hand it to them, and you walk away, and then they come running after you. Where'd you get this paper? Where'd you get this from? Where? Who? I said, just read the note. The guy wrote a note. He wants you to get a hold of him to see if you are still alive and if you're still here in this world. And they just want to get in touch with you. It's just many things that I've learned. And the things that I've learned from some of them, the things that they talked about, it's very heavy. And it's hard to contend with it. And in my travels, traveling from coast to coast to coast for many years, I've heard a lot of stories. I guess I was fortunate as an elder to have been involved in a lot of programs across Canada. Everything you could think of. The only thing I never got involved with was income security, because I can't even take care of my own income and security. So how can I talk about other people across Canada, First Nations communities, or 523 nations and 563 communities across Canada to represent them on income security? That's a no-no. Because there's too many things with that, and I was not very good at numbers. But again, I welcome you. My name is Alexander Daigo. I am of the Ganyakahaga Nation, people of the Flint, better known as Mohawks, coming from Ganawaga. I am a husband, father, grandfather, and a great-grandfather. And it's a pleasure to be with you. And agwedo gwa na harado. Agwedo gwa jina ho desawat agaridenyo, jina kong wezawawe. Agwedo no desawat tejo. I welcome all of you to Montreal, especially in this area, a suburb of Ganawaga. We still consider this as our homeland right here. And if you think I'm wrong, you just have to go across the street or just up the road here. There's a Hochelaga Rock where Our ancestors used to live right here in this area. That's why whenever I do an opening, I always say that. I welcome all of you into Montreal, a suburb of Ganawagan. And it's I've said it to government officials, and they look at me, but nobody ever answers. Even right now with this charter of things that they're talking about, I'm waiting for somebody to try to tell me I got to take off this custodial. I would never take it off for nobody. I use it because that's who I am. And that's what I represent. But again, I'm just going to say a few words in our language, because our language, I've been to language conferences, and there's some communities, they have no more speakers in their language of their nations. Some of them, there's one speaker left. And it's usually an older person that speaks the old language of their nation. And how can you teach somebody an old language that they never spoke? We encourage these young children to speak their language and to be proud of who they are, no matter where they go. To be proud of our heritage as we as Native people that were here when the Europeans first landed here. And I always say, sometimes when I look, especially when you go to international meetings or worldwide meetings, you see these people coming in from all over the world, then I can envision what our ancestors, what they went through when they first encountered Europeans traveling from across the ocean to land here. Sometimes you wish you could go back to those times, but those were the days, and there was no cameras to film anything of all of that. So, but again, I'm just going to say a few words, and the meeting's going to be open, because I know it's a tight schedule. But I gave you the one harada. So what you going with about it? You know how the very harunya. I gave you the one harada, and you can install hunza. You know how the way what's on a Jay, you know how the way you own it. This can go with the now, so he does, you know how the survivors, they need to go with the hoda. I keep Nigora, the Satana, Nahoda, like what doctors in Gareva score, you who's already because the government hajis. Oh no, I turn away to the way it's in the one when I got sooner. They don't want her other to another job. It's going to just go to the guy on the gate. That's like when you're at that. That's a stand on the hold on start. The nigga is going to want to add the request to come on hajis. Nigga near Tania, the one we know, the one who's going to go to 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 just go on this. What's going on in Sadie? ねてなほどてにこやでするのはぎ。とんとかじなほどでさすたすら。スカンジニアとはのとにょ。てなほどのとかだぐじなほどとかてなほど。いわやとしこのわくとに。おのてなわじでわやてなこはね。かかわすんわ。ねぎにょてなほどでわやとし。ちょんへすこ。てのおのずらすんわ。おのすたすんわだの。うん。おえおざへたすんわ。 てなほどださてないであいだわとかやげてこにおすれしじゃなかななげにじてわだすでじなほどあれをこやってじてわよとおのはたなわじてわやねんおぐらすんわあこやってなほどとつかわすでわあいだわのすんやであいだわりはたんやにわのそうとたんじなほどるなでりほんでねぎなわつわなとだすわねなわたんわたんそこせおすせすあれじてごうね てなほどスカンジニアでわどうしてなほどがにおすですなほどスカンジニアでわどうしてなほどがにおすですなほどスカンジニアでわどうしてなほどがにおすですなほどスカンジニアでわどうしてなほどがにおすですなほどスカンジニアでわどうしてなほどがにおすですなほどスカンジニアでわどうしてなほどがにおすですなほどスカンジニアでわどうしてなほどがにおすですなほどスカンジニアでわどうしてなほどがにおすですなほどスカンジニアでわどうしてなほどがにおすですなほどスカンジニアでわどうしてなほどがにおすですなほどスカンジニアでわどうしてなほどがにおすですなほどスカンジニアでわどうしてなほどがにおすですなほどスカンジニアでわどうしてなほどがにおすですなほどスカンジニアでわどうしてなほどがにおすですなほどスカンジニアでわどうしてなほどがにおすですなほどスカンジニアでわどうしてなほどがにおすですなほどスカンジニアでわどうして Jotko diet den yo haje. Den wat karak penegas. Den wat de wat sotos. Den wat de wat dari atanius tana torege. Skane yo jotko radio tajes. Ne tono tahros ten na hoda skane ni ade wat doye jotko na hoda. Skane ni am dari watane ga yo hunta din gari skane di wat sika pon hajes. Ono wat na ga ade de wat ne ne ikisoto ga ada di weras. Ne na hade no haro rege. Yet the Watsotos are the Nakwagon again. So kagwel tung tadi, tinaho da gweto sono tahro, agwe sa di gwatago y hunzade. To sa tenal ho dam da gwatoktas, dinagari was ka, di gwatstika panghajes. Skane jet gwere di o tajes. Negina was katinia da wa we nuna gwat nigwa jet kutinia da wa nuktunya da sa na ho da hum derisa. Da ka hum derisa, to gi nuna ya na wata nega, di gwata wa nurunda. No no, tano gwati da wa ne su gwatia garakwa. To sa te to hajes, tani musarage. Ramaginyan to swat tong haje. Nyo da tena jigen gari si di ko sti ko haje. Ai to wat ka to do sa tena ho dan dai ko si ja ge jigen gari wes. Jigen wa ne jis ti ni de wa de yan ko yu hun ta de. No 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 ter ko ji de wa jigen ko ni kin sta a su ta ka i ki so ta. A ga ma gi nyo ni te na ho da i ki ni ko ji ni wa sun des. Ko ji ni ai to wa de ri so do ka tena na ho ye ti yu ko sa no ji ni wa zara de nyo. Dan agama jenuh tu sendiri di sana ada di negara. Dan agama ini juga jenis wasun dan sekarang jenis yang beri wasnadi. Dan lagi nyawa di sini itu sesuatu roh nenek nunggu. Di nahu dan nenek kisah tasu tangka. Lagi jatuh ke nahu dan sekadar wah unyu nunggu nunggu orang sini ada wah nuktunya. Ani kau nenek orang kau kata ke nahu jatuh wah itu nunggu ane. Sekuat itu tu. Agama jenuh nahu dan ramah roh sini. Kau jiwu zade di kau setiap hari. Di sesuatu orang kau. Ya tenan di kwa dokta ni di negari us kon yun za de idwas tok ni go hari wa no de dai de wa na de wa ro nyawo si ses kwa de ro kwa dan ses kwa kwa ni go ra de di negari us kon yun za de di kwa ste ka ho ji yo re yi di de wa de no rama tha na ta ta to de nak ta de rama ge na ta no ta ne ne ga ta ke ji de wa ta de di no ta nak ta ra go mani ge ni tin ta na e Tanya wan aje, tukar tenan nak hasil ni guna, isi kene, siapa nak guna isu apa? This wise di nak tukar tenan nak hasil ni guna. Again, I thank every one of you, as I know a lot of you have busy schedules, but we always give thanks in our ways to our Mother the Earth for what it's coming where her white blanket of white snow is going to melt and she'll continue the duties that the Creator has given to her. Then we give thanks to the waters, for without water we would not survive. Everything would dry up. Then we give thanks to all the medicines and the green grass. Pretty soon it's going to start surfacing again when the springtime comes, because I know it's been a long winter for many of us. And it's been this is what you call winter, what this passed through with this cold weather and everything. That's a regular in my days, many of us, I think that were, at that time, it's with cold and snow. So this is only a natural winter. It's not nothing that's unusual. But then we give thanks to all the foods that we grow in the summertime. The corn, beans, and squash for us to survive so that we do not starve during the winter months after planting all summer. Then we give thanks to the trees, for the duties of the trees that we build homes. We heat our homes with it. And on hot summer days, we go under the trees to get shade and a nice breeze to cool off from the hot days. And all the duties that the trees do. Then we give thanks to all the wild animals that run, that roam. They give up their meat and their skins for us to make clothes with. Even with the fishes too, it's the same thing, the birds. As you can see with this on, then we give thanks to the four winds, for they replenish fresh air for us to breathe. Then we give thanks to our brother, our grandfather, thunders, when they pass, when they start coming in from the west, when they come and they cleanse and replenish Mother Earth with rain, and they clean up every time there's a lightning that hits somewhere, a tree or somewhere that it hits. The things that we hear is to keep the giant insects underground so that they don't come up and devour us. But then when we look at it at this day and age, because of the oil drilling and things that happen, sometimes accidents happen, then the oil gets into the water system and it destroys shorelines, the waterfall that live, and then the fishes too. And some of us live at those sources. Then we give thanks to our brother Sun as he shines his face every morning. And it brings warmth and it brings light so that we can see where we are walking, so that we do not trip over anything as we walk upon this earth. Then we give thanks to our grandmother Moon, for she's the one that decides when the children are to be born, and the strong connection between our grandmother Moon and women. And then she takes care of us at night for us to rest, so that if we had not finished something today, that we wake up in the morning more refreshed and in a better frame of mind to continue the duties that we all have on a daily basis. Then again, we give thanks to the Great Spirit that He still takes care of us, that He still loves every one of us, that we are never short of anything. That's all He ever asked was just to stop and say, thank you, that we're never short of anything as we walk upon this earth for the amount of time that He has given to us. And we all have certain times one day we will go back to His place where we will sit beside Him and I guess share the stories that what we went through as we walked upon this earth. And if I have forgotten anything, I ask all of you to use the best mind that you can do to fill in your own words, if anything that I have forgotten. With that, Nyawoko, and thank you for lending me your ears for a few moments. Now I give your ears back to you so you can hear the rest of the speakers. Kawa, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Diabo, not only for your generous words of welcome and blessing, but for sharing your personal experiences with us in a poignant way that reminds us these traumas are something that, even if they don't affect us directly, they affect us all indirectly. Before proceeding, I'd like now to first of all thank some of the people who helped make this possible, before I forget. Ian Blair and Monica Trevino in particular, as well, who are here. They could stand so we can give you a round of applause. And Cheryl Ramsahai, who did a lot of the logistics and had the wisdom to go to Trinidad for Carnival and is not here, but will be missed. Next, I'd like to hand the floor over to Michael Hawes, the CEO and President of Fulbright Canada, as well as the Chair of our Advisory Board at ISID.
Thanks, Phil. I am not going to take much of your time, so you can keep your ears and just listen for 1 second. I want to move quickly to our panel because it's so interesting and exciting. But I do want to welcome everybody on behalf of ISID. I want to let you know that this is an organization that has only been in place now, this research institute, for 6 years, has accomplished a tremendous amount, mostly due to the hard work of Phil, Frank Guimard, Sonia Laszlo, and Robin McClay, the senior management team. Robin, unfortunately, is moving on to a new opportunity, but is going to stay with us on the board. So I'd like to welcome you on the behalf of our board, the Honorable Joe Clark, Chief Littlechild, Charles Bassett, Patricia Erb, others here in town this morning, but not with us today, or this afternoon. The role of ISID is quite clear: to engage the McGill community, the community in Canada, and the community around the world in important development issues, to bring people to McGill, but also to reach out as a city, as an intellectual community, as an academic community, as a people. It gives us great pride to present this particular conference because of its tremendous importance to us as Canadians, to us as citizens of this country, to address issues that are both important and in many ways still unresolved. So thank you for coming today and participating in this event. Thank you, Phil and Ian and everyone who put this together. And thank you in particular to the commissioners for taking their time and coming to spend it with us today.
Thank you. Well, the conference was inspired with the idea that, you know, one of the key aspects of development is overcoming traumas, preventing social traumas, dealing with injustices, and trying to find ways to achieve new forms of consensus and new forms of living together in peace. And Truth and Reconciliation Commission, since the early 1980s, have increasingly become a key mechanism for striving for those kinds of things. And in that sense, it's fundamentally linked to the idea of democratic governance, where everybody has a role to play, everybody feels included, but to make that work, you have to deal with past traumas and hopefully prevent future ones. With that in mind, we also realized that development is something that we often forget has a lot to do with what's happening here in Canada and other countries that are so-called developed. And so we decided we would try and pull something that we think is unprecedented, bringing a group of very experienced, very, very recognizable people from all walks of, from a variety of countries in the global north and the global south, some academics, some practitioners, to try and sift through the challenges that achieving truth and reconciliation, of dealing with traumas, of dealing with the fact that we are likely to see more conflict in the future, and understand what lessons can be learned from that. In particular, four questions are driving the conference. First is, how have different TRCs, Truth and Reconciliation Commissions, addressed the possible tension between the goals of reconciliation and justice? Second, how can we understand the contributions of TRCs to overcoming past divisions in favor of greater consensus and mutual understanding? Third, how can the lessons learned from TRCs be used to enhance conflict mediation and even conflict prevention? And four, how should we try to ensure, measure, or understand the contributions of TRCs to democratic governance? It's a big agenda, but a very important one, and we're privileged to have a wide variety of people to address it. We're also extremely privileged to have the entire three-person Canadian Truth and Reconciliation Commission here with us to kind of launch things off in a very, very big and important way.